Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to hour number two, everybody. Rich Sheban in Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And I am going to go back to more election/voter fraud evidence. And when I give this stuff, I want you to think about if you had done these crimes, these cover-ups, these manipulations, in almost any context for an employer, would you have your job? You not only would not have your job, you'd be in the who's gal. Unless you're a government worker. And of course, it all depends on what group you're in. They are in the process of delegitimizing America, folks. And there's an article about, and it was a video too. It was deleted from the Chinese social media of a professor saying that China, and I'm quoting here, has people at the top of America's core inner circle of power of influence. If we don't wake up, if we don't stop worrying about our group hyphen and pronoun, if we don't start increasing the bars of standards and expectations for your job, if we keep demanding to feel entitled for what group we're in, and we demand that certain people don't get rights restitution and protection under the rule of law, the ones that are targeted, we are literally giving a check on runaway power, and we are eliminating the rule of law in the name of creating precedence. And that enables and protects the most corrupt companies and government institutions with liability immunity, which creates more wealth inequality for the bottom 93% and offers free lunch for the elite. So we can talk about all these hypocrisies and double standards and brainwashing techniques, and you're just going to continue to be the pawns, and you will continue to lose, and you're going to continue to be biologically, chemically, technologically, and psychologically destroyed. We cannot allow the elite to poison us against ourselves, people. It's time to start being American. So I'm going to start going into more articles here. 96,000 mail-in ballots never returned but were assigned to Dominion voting system. Some of these articles I just can't believe. Next, expert identifies 200,000 votes were hijacked from Trump to Biden in Georgia at the precinct level. Next, Trump lead counsel breaks down how tens of thousands of illegal votes were cast in Georgia. And this is on video. So you can't dismiss math either, folks. Next, we caught them. Third suspect in Georgia's suitcase scandal is also the same man who spread lies about the water main break, which was a lie. Next, master cyber forensic specialist says physically impossible to scan votes in machines as quickly as they did. So they had other alternative means to bump the votes up. Again, Trump won in such a landslide. That's why they stopped vote counting, because they had to do every means possible to get the ballots in there, to get the USB sticks in there, to redo ballots over and over again and scan them over and over again. They were desperate. That's why they were writing chicken scratch, like the same, like that MSL I mentioned like a week ago, where there was thousands of the same signature with three letters. They were scrambling, folks. They were scrambling, and that's why the chicken scratch was on there, and there wasn't down votes on the ballot either. It's all a scam. Next. Sidney Powell has a huge bag of shredded ballots in her office. Raffensperger and Gabriel Sterling investigated. We have so much evidence, folks, in every fashion, it's unbelievable. Next, confirmed Supervisor Shay Moss, who yelled out for Georgia GOP observers to go home, is the same woman who pulled the suitcase from underneath the table, and it's on video. People, it's unbelievable that we're so corrupt that this election has not been made null and void. And this is why the U.S. dollar is losing ground. When inflation happens, meaning loss of purchasing power, it doesn't affect the big guy. It affects the little guy dramatically. Next, Nevada voter fraud. Historically strange spike in incomplete registrations. Casinos used as home addresses. Casinos. I mean, you couldn't, if I was creating a cartoon, I don't think I could pull off this imagination. Next. Voting machines used in Pennsylvania and other states were built to be manipulated, testifying witness. You got to remember, there's over 1,000 affidavits now, folks. People who are going to go to jail via perjury or because of perjury. These people are patriots coming forward, despite all the threats and the blackmails and the briberies and the threats of rape, like Jenna Ellis, who the Democrats say she deserves to be raped. My God. Next. Protest erupts in front of radical Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's home. After lawmakers discover all Michigan County... Oh, you're going to love this one, folks. All Michigan County clerks were ordered to delete election-related data on the computers. Can you tell me how we're still, why we haven't classified ourselves as a banana republic yet, please? Next, rigged. Preset percentages of Trump votes in Michigan were fraudulently shifted to Biden. Imagine my shock. Next, again, folks, every little glitch, everything, every improbability, every redating, every machine voting abnormality, everything is in favor of Joe Biden. Can't even make this stuff up. Next, Arizona Supreme Court agrees to hear election challenge after investigation of 100 ballot samples finds 3% of the ballots were deemed fraudulent, all in favor of, guess who? Joe Biden. Next, Trump has 258,000 watching his rally. To put it a different way, folks, it's 258 more viewers than Joe Biden got during his Thanksgiving speech. Yeah. And Joe Biden, Mr. Popular, won the election. Yeah. Next, Dominion advisor met with John Podesta offering, quote, anything that would help defeat Trump, according to emails released by WikiLeaks. Next, by the way, release Julian Assange. Next, Dominion voting system severed connections to China, server connected to China and Iran, affidavit claims. Again, this witness signs an affidavit under perjury of law. Next, China engaged in act of war in U.S. elections. Absolutely they did. Next, China whistleblower. I could not verify this on multiple sites, but this is huge, huge if this is true. China whistleblower revealed video and photos of Chinese counterfeit ballot printing. Next, Michigan demands deletion of voting data. Why do you think they want to eliminate questionable data? Because it's evidence. That's called hiding evidence, folks. That's like saying you're guilty. Next, Michigan poll observer testified Xerox copies, in quote, of military ballots all had votes for Joe Biden. America, please. Am I living in a Twilight Zone episode here? Because I'm so blue in the face I can barely pronounce these articles and these headlines and these excerpts that I'm gleaning from articles and videos, because I've been doing this for so many weeks. Why aren't people in jail? Why isn't this going to Congress? One state, one vote. Why is the Supreme Court not jumping in? Why is this election not being null and void? Have we fallen that much? Is everybody in every institution in the hierarchy positions all bought and paid for and blackmailed? Is everyone? My gosh. Next. Texas files election lawsuit against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin at the Supreme Court. Next, I saw voter fraud. Michigan election observer was witness to fraud, but was kicked out of the TCF when he started recording the fraud data. Wow. Wow. Can you believe that the idiots on the mainstream media are so bought and paid for, have sold out the American people so bad, they're still calling Joe Biden president-elect? Wow. Next, Dominion Insider turned whistleblower states 3.8 million votes were changed, stealing the election for Biden, and he's going to testify. Next, video system glitch in Wisconsin stole over 19,000 votes for Trump and then gave them to Joe Biden. That's a 38,000 vote swing. Next, Zuckerberg shifted 9 of 10 Georgia counties to Joe Biden, and there's a major lawsuit where he's caught in massive illegal plot to overthrow the election. People, if this was me or you, if this was Rich Schieben or Vincent Finelli or any average Joe, we would be in the who's gal a long time ago. So what I'm going to do is, I still have a lot on voter and election fraud, but I'm gonna mix it up a little bit and talk about, I got a pile of, like I always talk about every time I'm on the air, the COVID-1984 pile. You get why we all say 1984, right? The double standards hypocrisy pile. The consequences of political correctness and the agenda, what it's done to us and our freedoms and liberties in America pile. So I'm going to do that, and then if I have time, I'm going to go back to more election and voter fraud. We really appreciate you being here. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm looking at my pile of voter slash election fraud evidence and the other pile I'm going to get into briefly, and I'm looking at the clock, and it's not jiving. So I want to mention, I'm going to shortcut a few articles here in a row regarding voter fraud before I go into that next pile. I had a few articles on the rejection rate. The rejection rate this year compared to last year was minuscule. In other words, they don't count, they're not counting just legal votes. They're counting all votes that were made up, that were fake signatured, that were corrupted, that were Xerox, that were came in on USB stick. It doesn't, they're counting anything that they can say is a vote. So this vote is in, this whole 2020 vote is non-transparent. It's done entirely by bribes, threats, blackmail, under the table money, by force. You've been betrayed by big corporations and government departments that present themselves with a phony manufactured position on what they stand for. It's not just the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the mainstream media, the U.S. Postal Service. It's all of them. They are now officially non-American. You've been played. Just like these pristine ballots, when they say, "Oh, this got mailed and there's no fold marks in the and there's no envelopes, there's no coordinating signature." They really think that you guys are stupid. It's unbelievable. Okay, so now I'm going to go to my pile for a little variety here. Okay, first article, the new untouchable. Seattle wants to legitimize crime for the underclass. Guess who they're going to attack? That's right. The bottom 93%, because the wealthy are going to have their 10,000-acre ranches and their bunkers and their private islands and their yachts and their private planes, and they can escape. And they can afford private security. So when they take away your guns, they're still going to have hired private security who carry guns to protect themselves. That's right. That's how it goes, folks. Like, the little people don't have enough problems. You know, I have a reliable source that called me the other day, and, you know, we were talking about mortgage and being out of debt and things like that. And long story short, he was saying how there used to be a credibility with mortgage companies. Well, after he refinanced, there was more confusion, less verifying, less chance on getting amortization schedules, which everybody should get. But see, when you refi, it kind of confuses the whole math problem. So you should always ask for an amortization schedule, even if you refi, which is refinance. Whether they're going to give it to you is another story, but I would always ask for it. What's happened is that they changed, even after he refied, they changed the amount of interest he's paying on a monthly basis. They changed it under his nose. So now he has to check every call every month to make sure that they got the check and it's legit. See, this is another reason the U.S. dollar is going down. As the U.S. dollar loses purchasing power, these outfits, mortgage companies, doesn't matter, they're looking to feather the nest of their executives. So what are they going to do? They're going to hire people who are incompetent based on what group they're in with no qualifications. And what happens when you say something? Oh, you're a racist, bigot, sex, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, right? Right? You're a conspiracy theorist, anti-ism, isphobe, right? So what happens? There's no accountability or less accountability, and the executives pocket more of your money? May the farce be with you, everybody. This is now the new America. Next. There's a video deleted. Oh, I think I mentioned this one. Next. Ex-Pfizer executive demands the EU halt COVID-19 vaccine studies over indefinite infertility and other health concerns. I've spent a lot of time on vaccines lately. And we have to remember some math, folks. These vaccines, they say it's safe, but they want liability immunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to push back, saying the 2020 election was rigged against him as his legal team continues to fight against election fraud. During an event at the White House Monday, he said the election was not only unfair to him, but to the American people.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
The president also called the election a disgrace to our country. It took barely a second. She rolled up her sleeve, and Britain's Margaret Keenan became on Tuesday the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine shot outside of clinical trials, as the first mass immunization campaign in the United Kingdom begins. A rare Tuesday night football game tonight. The Dallas Cowboys will be in Baltimore and play the Ravens, 8.05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and the NFL Network. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suffered their first loss at the hands of the Washington football team, 23-17 Monday night. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin.
I'll start by tipping my cap to Coach Rivera and the Washington football team, and they made the significant plays tonight, and we didn't, particularly in the second half. And I thought that was the difference in the game. You know, we were down in the red area twice, and we went for it on fourth down and didn't convert either. So possession down ball was heavy in this football game, and we paid the consequences of it, of failure in it, such as life in our game. I'm excited about facing the adversity of losing with this group, man, and smiling in the face of it and preparing and getting ready for our next challenge.
The Buffalo Bills beat up on the 49ers 34-24. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
We got four more games that we can account for that we're in charge of, and we got to win all of them. I felt going into this game that it's like, and I felt starting with the Rams, and I felt like this game was a playoff game for us. And then when you lose it, you just leave stuff up to other people. And I know with our team right now, the only thing that we can count on and control is making sure we win the rest of these. And that starts versus Washington next week. We got a short week. I just want the guys to get back to this hotel. Don't plan on seeing any of them tomorrow. Coaches are going to get together, and we're going to get ready for Washington, have the guys rehab. You know, they still left a lot out there tonight, you know, physically and everything. So hopefully spend tomorrow right, and when they see us on Wednesday, we're coming ready to go versus Washington. I mean, it starts with the first game, but we know we got to win all of these, so we got to focus on Washington and get that done, and then look to the next week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, folks. The clock is ticking. I'm just going to try to rattle off as much as I can and keep my comments as short as I can because I have so much information. I'm not going to get to probably 50%. Bombshell, John Hopkins. Researcher says that the CDC data shows COVID-19 has no effect on percentage of death, even in older people. I want you to, when you hear these statistics and this so-called math coming from the powers that be, everybody, remember that we lose about probably in the neighborhood of 8,000 people per day on average in the U.S. regarding mortality. So when you see numbers, I want you to think about that number and then do the math, okay? And we've given so much evidence that shows that death rates did not increase, And that's why they want to get the numbers up, because they want to control you with fear. And we, just like the Denmark study and other so-called experts who weren't bought and paid for, say masks do nothing. These are all published articles in the public domain. I am not making this stuff up. Okay, next. Barack Obama says that black men are susceptible to Trump's macho style. If I wasn't hurting on time, I'd laugh for about 5 minutes straight. This is the Democrat Party who called black men super predators, and now he's saying, Barack Obama's saying, that they're susceptible to Donald Trump's macho style. We have literally, we're living on the planet Stupidville. Next. Project Veritas, CNN's Jeff Zucker projected Joe Biden by dismissing and refusing to pursue allegations of pedophile sex against Hunter Biden. This is on tape. On tape. Next, the leftist obsession with Parler reveals their fresh infatuation, with thought control. That's why they want groupthink. This is how they control you. This is their addiction to power, money, and control. They got to feed you the narrative, and they want to keep you distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups so you don't do the reading and research to figure it out yourself. Next, top Gavin Newsom advisor arrested. He tried to suffocate a four-year-old child. I'm losing words here because it's unbelievable how these people are in power and we're all conspiracy theorists, anti-ismist folks. Unbelievable. In San Diego, the mayor says California closing playgrounds has no science behind it. Of course it doesn't. Next, Obama judge in Nevada denies Trump campaign lawsuit, ignores. Did I say the word ignore? 20 books full of evidence. See, our whole system is bought and paid for, folks. Blackmailed and bribed and threatened. There's nothing legitimate in America anymore. This is why our dollar is falling like gravity. Next, Biden inauguration likely to be virtual. The reason why it's virtual, because there's going to be a bunch of people there heckling, because nobody shows up to his rallies. Everybody knows this is election fraud. The whole thing is fake. The whole thing is stolen. That's why they want to make his inauguration virtual. They don't want right side broadcasting to show all the eyes rolling in the background. All maybe 11 of them. Next, Tom Brady's company received more than $960,000 in PPP loans. I got nothing against Tom Brady. I believe he is the GOAT of the NFL. But I'll tell you one thing. You know, when these rich people are taking advantage of the system, when the little guy is thinking about surviving day to day, that's a bunch of BS. Next, GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler's campaign staffer killed in an accident. The word accident is in quotes and an asterisk. Next, New York City reporter spends $12 million per inch of snow. Reportedly, New York City reportedly spent $12 million per inch of snow plowed last winter. Now, that's your government money being worth something, right? And you got to pay for it in inflation and taxes, people. Next, Chinese recently purchased over 180,000 acres of Texas ranch land near a runway of the U.S. largest pilot training base on the U.S.-Mexican border. Are you paying attention and connecting these dots with China, people? Next, Bryan Cranston says his series shows how justice system benefits those with white privilege. Yeah, well, when I tried to get a job with the National Forest Service with a degree in forestry, and they hired two girls right out of high school, 18 years old, with no education, How did I benefit as being a white male? When I tried to get a job with the New York City Fire Department, and that was the year that the women's group sued because they could not pass the test, So they sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. All that white male privilege. And then when GlaxoSmithKline told me they wouldn't give me that job share because it was for women only, and I contacted and consulted 30 attorneys, I was told I didn't have enough victim group status or group self-pity points. Man, the white male privilege is such a benefit. Woo! Next. Minority students crushed by lockdown. 600% increase in math failures and 500% increase in English failures. Yeah, this is what happens when you close schools. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations. The only people who benefit are the teachers' unions, and the parents and the students suffer. That's what lockdowns do. That's what they're designed to do. Next, congressman introduces controversial bill requiring voters to be alive. Again, if I had time, I'd be rolling around laughing. That's in lieu of dead people voting, and there's got to be a bill. We have fallen to the line of stupid, folks. We have lowered our bars of standards and expectations so much for getting a job that work and common sense and logic has now been delegitimized. Next, Project Veritas releases another unedited CNN conference call discussing hyping coronavirus fears to damage Trump. It's on tape, folks. It's on tape. Audio tape. Next. Oregon teacher has complete meltdown at anti-lockdown protesters, and she, who's a teacher in Oregon, teaching your kids, are telling these people who are protesting to go kill themselves. That's right. It's on tape. And for those of you who are keeping your kids in Oregon in any blue state school or any public government school for that matter, it's your fault. You better homeschool your kids, get the neighbors together, and create a curriculum for your children. Always have a parent in attendance and create a homeschool environment. I promise you, you'll be way better off. Next. Fox News' Wallace demands Trump call Biden president-elect, or Trump official call Biden president-elect. See, this is what happens when you get put on third base by your daddy and don't earn your job. And you're willing to sell out the American people for a false president-elect office. Next. Democrats say it's okay to vote without ID, but you must have a vaccine ID to walk around society. You believe it? Next. Oregon doctor's license revoked over claims COVID-19 was a common cold and he refused to wear the face mask. Well, he's an expert. He's a physician, but he's not a bought and paid for expert. He's not part of the club. So what he says, if he's not playing with the narrative line, he must be demonized, delegitimized, discredited. Ah, that's how it works. Next, top microbiologist says COVID vaccine is, quote, downright dangerous and will send you to your doom, unquote. Next, Chicago's teachers union tweets reopening schools would be racist and sexist and misogynistic. And then they realized that they goofed and they deleted it. People, do not send your kids to public government schools, homeschool. Next. Health, Rand Paul, no scientific evidence of tyrannical lockdowns benefiting the people. Of course there isn't. The lockdowns is for the agenda. Forced austerity, crashing the economy, eliminate supply and demand. Getting rid of cash, centralizing cryptocurrency, making people submissive, making them social distance, make the technology technocracy control you, eliminate legitimacy of voting, create more domestic violence, more depression, more chaos, more division, more infighting, more food shortages, More depopulation, eliminate free speech, forced vaccines, immunity passports, forced lockdowns, while destroying your immune system with 5G. This is what happens when we keep concentrating on the stupid stuff, like what group hyphen and pronoun you have, instead of objective facts. This is the world that we live in, folks. We need to get our head out of the sand. Okay, I'm going to go back to, and I'm not going to even come close to being done, but I'm going to go back to election / voter fraud. And I'm going to shortcut my shortcuts here. They also plan to present polling that 1% of Nevada voters shown to have voted never did, and 2% of those shown to have voted by mail never got a ballot. You can't make this stuff up. Next, over 1,500 ballots were cast by dead voters, that 42,000-plus people voted multiple times, data on huge spike in incomplete voter registrations and home addresses in temporary RV camps and casinos. I'm telling you, if I had to really just make this up and put it on paper, I couldn't be this creative, people. Next, video footage from Georgia shows that poll workers were told to stop counting and leave while four people stayed behind to continue counting ballots in privacy. Elections should be invalidated. That one, that's illegal. Mike, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Next, video, pardon me. The Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to hear President Trump's election lawsuits, saying the case must first wind its way through the lower courts. Next, Ben Wittes offered Jim Comey an apparent copy of the Steele dossier in December of 2016. According to FBI emails, Wittes and the third ranking official now linked to the dossier. This is an indication he offered assistance to the FBI and the Trump probe. We're corrupt. We're a banana republic. We've lost it, folks.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Eben here from Montana. Last segment, I am going to rip out as many objective facts and election fraud as I can in the last few minutes here. Next, sequential absentee ballots, no dates, all same signatures, not in the poll book. These votes were manufactured. Michigan hearing. Next, mail-in ballot fraud. U.S. Postal Service whistleblower Ethan Pease described how 100,000 missing mail-in ballots in Wisconsin were illegally backdated. Next, Georgia Senate Oversight Committee confirms that the Dominion machines were updated by Dominion employees before the election. Next, witness at the hearing in Michigan is testifying that he watched poll workers equipped with pens fill in ballots for the Democrats, quote, over and over and over again. How can we certify fraud unless we're taping bananas to our flag? We are a banana republic, and this is making the Democrats and the neocon rhino traitor Republicans is going to make us lose everything we have. We're not going to have any purchasing power left. Talk about obstruction. The United States Postal Service is preventing witnesses and whistleblowers from testifying concerning wide-scale orders for workers to deliver ballots to nearly 8,000 undeliverable addresses. The ballots were later collected, turned in, and presumably counted. There are multiple key witnesses who are whistleblowers with matching independent stories supporting these issues, whose U.S. Postal Service is trying to obstruct them from testifying, the Nevada GOP notes. This is sad. 100,000 100,000 forged ballots, the state Republican Party is also putting forward a data scientist testifying to over 100,000 of these unique cases of illegal ballots. You know what? Our own Postal Service, we're paying for them. We're paying for them. Next, Michigan GOP is raising red flags about a memo from Secretary of State Benson pushing for the mass deletion of election data. Benson's office told clerks to delete electronic poll book software and associated files amid calls to audit the election. Our new quote, our new study shows 1.8 million excess or ghost voters in 353 counties, must be 1.8 thousand, no, it could be 1.8 million, of ghost voters in 353 counties across 29 states. The data highlights the recklessness of mailing blind ballots and ballot applications to voter registration lists. Next, Democrat Rep. C.J. Johnson publicly shows the world that Democrats are willing to target and harass anybody who stands up for free and fair elections. And she's doxing a witness on video, knowing full well it's going to put a target on the witness back. And this is in Michigan. What a shame. It's hard to believe it's America. In Georgia, listen to these numbers, folks. Just math. But it's a conspiracy theorist. Even though it's all proven with 100 affidavits, 100 plus affidavits. You ready? 2,500 plus felons voted. 66 plus thousand underage registered. 2,400 plus people voted without registration. Over 1,000 post office box addresses. Almost 5,000 registered late. Over 10,000 dead people voted. 395 cast ballots in a different state. Almost 16,000 people filed national change of address. And 40,000 plus moved. This is all with affidavits, folks. Not making stuff up. Next, in the video, Klein reveals how Democrats stole ballots from Americans. He explained how third parties, specifically Rock the Vote, which is a left-wing organization, was given front-end access to voter rolls by Democrat Secretary of States where they actually had the ability to add names to the voter rolls. Next, Mark Zuckerberg contributed over $400 million to the leftist group that was used to give Democrats stronghold areas, especially in critical swing states, an advantage in the November election. He should be in jail. He should be in prison. People, we really appreciate you being here. Glean this information, share it with people. It's up to us. We're the last wall.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.